I'm Mike Pesca in New York. To true hexacosio hexaconta hexaphobes, those who fear 666, tomorrow is a day that comes once a century, never to be thought of again after what must be a tense 24 hours. But to another group, 6606 is a day that will live on forever. These folks aren't with us yet. They're the ones who are to be born tomorrow, the babies of the beast. In the movie The Omen, young Damien was born of the Jackal. Tomorrow, a new baby is set to be born of Michelle Michlick of Fairfax County, Virginia.
I would be proud whoever my son is. And if the Antichrist is who he is, you know, that's who he's going to be.
Actually, Michelle dodged the Beelzebub bullet. After we taped that interview, her son came a little early. It's easy for her, then, to be reveling in the Book of Revelations-based coincidence. She's something of a hexacosioe hexaconta hexaphile. But for moms with due dates on or around June 6th, there is worry. Not necessarily that their child will actually be the son of perdition, the lord of lies, the dark one, Belial, but that their child will be teased, and as a mere mortal have no dark powers with which to smite his tormentors. Mary Suppinger of Redding, California, is 8+ months pregnant.
I don't think it would bother us too much. I think in the future I would worry about him having to constantly write down 6606 as his birth date. So I think if given the choice, we probably would prefer not to give birth on that day just for that sake.
But Suppinger is not willing to induce labor to avoid that date. In fact, there is some debate within the obstetrics community about the wisdom of inducing labor or scheduling a cesarean section just on a patient's whim. Then again, what's superstition to a doctor might be firm religious belief to a mother. Rachel Mash is the associate director of the family planning division of the NYU Medical Center. She has no patients who've asked to be induced to avoid 6606, but in her career, she has heard just about every other reason for inducing birth.
The classic one is people who want to be delivered before New Year for tax reasons. And there are all sorts of other reasons, going away on vacation. There are people whose partners may be going overseas. There are people who have a favorite relative that had been born on a certain day that had recently died.
Many June mothers-to-be who gather in internet chat rooms to discuss the 666 birthday have displayed a keen knowledge of numerology, notices the very pregnant A.J. Walsh.
And then there's the people in the camp that said, oh, well, technically, and I love how everybody becomes, you know, a Gregorian calendar expert, well, technically, it's 0606-2006. So unless it was 6 A.D., that birthday doesn't mean anything. So, you know, had this happened a couple thousand years ago, you know, it would clearly be cause for concern.
If you really want to be technical, many scholars who have examined the original Greek from which the Bible was written say that 666 is actually a mistranslation. It's actually 616, a relief to anyone born tomorrow, but a classic bit of satanic misdirection, getting everyone nervous about June 6th when he really slipped through the door 4 days ago. 6106. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
Mike's piece produced with help from Benjamin B. Newman, which adds up to Ben.